of life, say I can. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Of life, say I can. It is so easy for us to not say I can, because that seems to be the condition we're experiencing. It's so easy for us to sort of back away from opportunities because it seems like it might be difficult. It's so easy for us to back away from leaving off old habits because they're so familiar to us and we feel so at home with them. But if we can learn to say of life that I can do anything, then the doorway is opened for us to accomplish whatever it may be that is in our heart. We have no idea, really, what is in our heart. We like to think that we are conscious of all things that are in our heart and all things that are important to us, but we really don't know. We really don't know because can we tell ourselves at this moment what we're going to be doing in the next moment? And the answer is definitely no. We think we do, but we really don't. Some people say their life is so regulated and so planned and so programmed that they know one moment to the next exactly what they're going to do. However, if the telephone should ring, if a person should call, if someone should need attention, you're there. And you're ready to stop doing whatever you have to do. No matter how tremendous a thing is that has to be done, if there's a child in the family who needs your immediate attention, even though you're supposed to be dashing off to work, even though you're supposed to be taking care of some other responsibility, you will stop right then and take care of that child in your family who needs your attention. Now, it's true, the need is going to have to be fairly important. The need is going to have to be something that really demands attention. But if the appearance is very definite that the attention is needed, no thought is given to anything else. Oh, perhaps you might call the office and say, had emergency at home here, I'll be delayed. And then you'll go on with what you're going to do, but you can do it. No matter what it is, you can do it. And if we learn to say, I can, about everything in life, you know, the little choo-choo train going up the mountain saying, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can. And then he arrives at the top of the mountain and zoom down the other side he goes. He did it. Constantly, when we think we can do most anything in the world, we can accomplish it. Many people, in writing their essays and theses for the University of Healing, seem to have a little difficulty in writing. They say, I'm not much of a writer. I haven't had much experience in writing. I haven't done much of it before. And then if they'd stop and give a little consideration to what they're doing, they'd find that writing is nothing more than speaking or sharing an idea. Writing is nothing more than putting down on paper your thoughts. There are a lot of people who write like they speak, and unfortunately they speak in disjointed manners. But most people, and I would say the high majority of people, speak in clear, understandable language. They know what they want to say, and they say it fairly well. Some even say it exquisitely well. Well, you can be sure that people who speak well, who think well on their feet, can write well. And I tell this to our students. I say, just say it how you would speak it. Just write it how you would speak it. And just let it flow. And then, if you wish, you can go over it again and polish it, and go over it again and polish it. And each time you go over it again and polish it, what you're doing is you're polishing your manner of presentation of your speech, too. You're polishing your manner of presentation of all of the things about you, all of the things that you're working on, your whole life. And you're finding out that you can do a great many things that you have never contested yourself to do before. And by applying yourself to any one given thing, you can improve yourself in a dozen others, because everything is an interrelated program in our life. And when we say we can, the energy is with us to do it, the adrenaline is with us to encourage us to do it enthusiastically, and many other aspects are right there, right at our fingertips. Saying I can is a lot more than just those two words. Saying I can, it puts a confidence in us. It puts a feeling of success before we even begin. And of course, this is the very important thing, to have the feeling of success before we even begin. If you can say, I can, of any circumstance in life, then success is surely yours. When you cannot say, I can, then be careful, because you really don't want to do it. And, of course, you won't. But of life, say I can. Anything in life. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. All is in divine order. My world is perfect harmony. My world is order and balance and joy. Everywhere I go, I meet friendly people. Every time I'm faced with a challenge, I instantly look inside of myself, and there's the answer. I can do it. You see, when we train ourselves in this way, subtle but very beautiful way, when we train ourselves in this way, we find that we can do things that we never dreamed it were possible for us to do. So practice them today. Put them in motion today. Let them be something that are what you do in every moment of your life. Let it be something that you do every second that you're walking, every second you're waking, every second you're working, every second you're doing anything at all. Say, I can. And as you say, I can, life greets you with an open heart and an open mind, with a smiling face, and everything works out harmoniously and beautifully. I can is a set of two magic words. And the one is, it's you, and the other is, it is now fulfilled. It is now complete. It is now accomplished. I can is a magic sesame for all of the things that we want to accomplish in life. Before you begin anything, say I can, and it is done. Have a lovely day. Know that my love surrounds you and enfolds you, and I see each one of you as the most fulfilling, fulfilled, joyous beings on the face of the earth, because I know you can, because I can. I love you. I love you. I love you.